What does wine taste like? Written and narrated by Leroy Chatfield, publisher, Syndic Literary Journal. Whenever a bellhop asks me if I need help with my bags, I say, no thank you, I can manage. When a box clerk or store checker asks me if I need help out to the car, I say, no thank you, I can manage. Yes, I do believe I can manage these things. I can walk, I can carry, I can lift. Why do I need help? Do I look that old? Others in the grocery line certainly look like they need help. Maybe someday I will too. But in the meantime, no thank you, I can manage. How then did I find myself being helped to my car by a young Latina woman who works at Raley's, a major chain store headquartered in the Sacramento area? On this particular day, I had selected 12 bottles of wine, placed them in the store available 6-pack carryout containers, and presented myself to the store checker for payment. I was eligible for a 30% discount for buying a minimum of 6 bottles. She rang me up, gave me the discount, collected my money, and said, you know, these carryout containers have been known to break when being carried to the car. And if a bottle should break, we cannot give you a refund. To be on the safe side, why don't you let the box clerk help you out? I thought for a moment. This would definitely be a violation of my long-held belief that I could manage. But what if a bottle did break, or God forbid, 2 bottles? I would not get a refund, and this wine is not cheap. Okay, I said, she can help me out to the car. I led the way. The young Latina girl, was she 17 or as old as 19? Pushed the cart with my newly purchased 6-pack carry-out cases of wine, followed close behind. As we approached my pickup, parked on the far side of the lot, she came up close by my side and said very softly, Mister, what does wine taste like? Caught off guard, I hesitated and thought for a few seconds. Christ, what does wine taste like? I had to come up with something. Well, I said, it is not sweet. Is it strong? She asked. No, it is not strong, but it is a taste you have to get used to. Jesus, I thought, what a lame answer. What does wine taste like? I opened the pickup door. She safely deposited the 2 6-pack carry cases onto the seat and hesitated. Now what, I thought, is she expecting a tip for helping me out? I thought box clerks were not supposed to be tipped. At least that is the conventional wisdom. Or is she still waiting for me to explain what wine tastes like? I bit the bullet. Thank you very much. Have a nice day, she said, as she wheeled the cart away. All the way home, I asked myself, what in the hell does wine taste like? The lesson of this story, unless you want to be confronted with unanswerable questions posed by the young and innocent, don't violate your long-held beliefs like I did. Just say, no thank you, I can manage. But wait, there is more. I did find the answer to her question. Mister, what does wine taste like? Months later, thanks to a clerk half my age at Berman's Liquors on the Lexington side of the Arlington border, I have my answer. He, too, offered to carry my wine purchases to the car. But I was wary and told him why. I asked him how he would answer the young woman's question, what does wine taste like? Oh, that's easy, he said. Wine tastes as pretty as you look. Why couldn't I have said that? Not in a million years. But that is another and very long story.